1971, I was in custody because they arrested my father and also all of the members. And, well, I was carrying my first baby. That was also a very crucial experience I had in the captivity. I gave birth to my first child. And then Pakistani military junta didn't provide the doctor or medicine they tried to stop it. That was also a very bad experience. But, well, my father, my mother, my parents are very courageous. Yes, we learned from them. Then in 75, when I was in Germany with my husband, that time my entire family was assassinated. My father was president. So my father was killed along with my mother, my three brothers. Younger one was only 10 years old. My newly wedded sister-in-laws, my other relatives, almost 18 members of my family. That time, the military junta, military dictator took over power, didn't allow me to come back to my country. My younger sister and myself, we were abroad, so we had to take political asylum. Not only that, very recently, 2007, when I was in America, when I tried to return home, we had that time a caretaker government, army-backed caretaker government, they tried to prevent me. They asked me not to come back to my home, but I thought that I should come back. If I don't come back, then our country will never get democracy. So I took the challenge, and I came back. So yes, in your life, you want to achieve anything, definitely you may face many problems. But your destination, your aim, it should be fixed on. That what you want to do. So I have only one thing in my life. That is, I want to build up my country as a poverty-free country. I want to ensure education for our all children. I want to give them a better life. That is my aim. And my inspiration is my father, my mother, my parents, and my people of Bangladesh. Because I always enjoy their love, affection, and support. And I have a political party, also the workers of political party. Thank you.
Brazilian student, my name is Thais Saavedra, and thank you for the very insightful presentation you gave us today. First of all, I would like to please, if you could tell us a little bit more about women human rights in Bangladesh nowadays, and especially about their position in society, such as Prime Minister Hashim is such a very important woman to the country. I would like to know more about what's being done for other women too. Thank you.
Thank you very much for this very, very good question. Actually, yes, our women were very much neglected at times. But as you know, immediately after liberation, my father, when he took over power, he just freed education for women up to school level so that children can educate. Because usually what happened, you know, parents are not very much eager to spend money for girls. Rather, they always pay for boys. So that's why my father, he has taken this step. So we follow. Now, what I have done during my first term, I thought that we should build up leadership from the grassroots level. So in our local government election, we established a quota system that women should get certain, like 30% quota, so that they can contest. And from the grassroots level, the leadership should, you know, grow. Side by side, in our society, like government, civil servants level, women hardly get any promotion up to secretary level or even in our Supreme Court, there are no women judges. Or military, there are no women. So in every sphere of life, I make sure that everywhere women's representative should be there, even at one stage. I am quietly telling you that I tell my officers that if you don't send any women's name in promotion file, I will not sign it. And that way, well, sometimes, you know, what happens, you have to, you know, pursue them, you have to impose them. And that way now, if you see everywhere, our women's, you know, presence are there. Even appointing ambassador abroad, there also. So I have to put pressure everywhere. Now we automatically listen to doctors everywhere, women are there. They are working. Thank you.
それではバングラデシュ出身の先生がぜひ質問したいと思います
。Assalamu alaikum. My name is Tanya Hussain and I'm an associate professor of disability. And my question is based on her question. And in your lecture, you told several times women's empowerment, grassroots level, the empowering women from the local government, many things. But my question is that why this women empowerment come? Because when I teach social linguistics and women's empowerment at Boston University, and do you have any projects to change the mentality of the man in our society? How to educate them? That's the very important question. Yes, that's the most important thing. That why the, I work here for 14 years, and I understand, as you are a prime minister, many people you don't understand, maybe feel that how the torture, the pressure come from the society, especially the man's society. So what is the project? You can educate them. First, I think, if you educate the man, then the women will empower. What is the your project?
Well, you see, what I feel, well, thank you very much for your question. What I feel that, yes, sometimes you have to impose something, but my point is that our women, they should have their confidence. Yes, they can do it. They can do it. They can, if you give them opportunity, they can work. So that is very, very important. Very, very, in our country, you know, in our parliament, it's a very unique situation, you know. The leader of the house, leader of the opposition, speaker, all three, and deputy leader, all four. They are women. Now, yes, we have done it. We could have done it. Many people may thought that in Bangladesh, the society like Bangladesh is impossible. But no, we made it possible. About education for male members, yes, I am very much agree with you that our male members should learn a little bit, because what I found that, you know, when you see in a job, well, man and woman, husband and wife, both are, you know, involved in job, they are working. When they return home, usually if you see that the husband will say, oh, I'm very much tired, I can't do anything, please bring me a cup of tea. He never think that, yes, his wife also working, they return home together, so rather, he can make a cup of tea for his wife, and wife definitely he will go for cooking. Well, wife may cook, but when you clean it up, husband can help her to clean it up. So that way, if they, you know, share their job, then there will be no pressure to the women. But you know, it is very natural. Well, in the perception is that the women are very jealous, but what we found, it is not true. Actually, men are very jealous. Yes. they see that, yes, any woman coming up. So everybody is against them, after them, how to bring them down. Like we have our own experience, sometimes I ask this question. In our country, yes, I'm leader, our opposition leader, she is also a woman. Then our another party leader, she is also a woman. Our three main parties, three women, they are leading. Now, the question is, oh, why these two ladies? Why do, I think this is the question, why these two ladies should lead the country? So how to bring us down? That was the aim of many, even many developed countries, big boss, big countries. They also raised the question, I mean, why? Had there been two male members, you would have never asked this question. Only there's two women, that's all evident you raise this question. But those developed countries, they cannot do it. They cannot, you know, elect any women leader. It is a matter of perception. You can train them, but gradually their perception will change. Their mentality should be changed. There are many male members. We shouldn't talk much. I may lose my vote for male member. But of course, we always, or one thing, I think all male members can organize a committee and then they raise their voice, that they also want their right to be present. But women, well, you know, I feel that we, what I observe, that women can do a lot if they get chance, and they can prove it, and they have proved it. But here, well, for women empowerment in our country, we already issued a policy, women development policy, as because they are neglected. But education will give them all chance. So when you're, all women are educated, and when they will become confident, then you don't need to train any male member. Automatically, they will, you know, come up with their own ability and they will fix up their own position. Thank you very much. Congratulations.
ありがとうございました。バングラデシュも日本も、国旗だけではなく